Monday? It is time for me to read the Monday morning memo. Monday? It is time for me to read the Monday morning memo. And if it connects to what's happening, use it as fertilizer of my brain, my thinking. And today it is one of those days. Roy H. Williams is talking about patterns this morning in the memo. He talks about archetypes, a particular pattern. But here is the rub: if you have no distinctions in one area, you probably have no distinctions anywhere. And a distinction is just another word for a pattern. Roy says that patterns are seen with the right brain. Musseltis dares to differ, but let's consider that anything that is not mind, not wordy, not smart sounding as in smartass, is what is the right brain. Not a hemisphere, but simply not mind. Not rote repetition. Not boring. Not haughty. But observant. Yeah. That is the word. Observant. As in, looking outward, in reality. To compare, to match and distinguish. I.e. see what doesn't, isn't, not that. I am sure this didn't make sense, so let me translate. The coaching I gave to a client this morning is to ask herself, do I want it? Do I need it? Every time a desire shows up in her mind. It is a feeling. And if it is a need it, then keep it, and consider doing something to get it. And if it is a want it, then simply kill it. Now, this is already a pattern, right? But there is another pattern: how will you know that you need it versus want it? And that will be a feeling. An unpleasant feeling at that. In this context, an unpleasant feeling means yes. You expected a pleasant feeling or no feeling, as I did when I first attempted to interpret my feeling language. I feel the feeling in my gut. Some others feel it in their heart or chest. But what we share, it is an unpleasant feeling. Is this true across the board? Across any questions? I think so. Why? I think it's fear that is underneath, but I don't want to spend the time with looking and going on a tangent. Because this article is about patterns. And more specifically, what we call in this work, distinctions. So how do you know if you have the ability to see patterns, i.e. distinctions? I have a rule of thumb. If you need to write a whole novel, speak a whole novel, think a whole novel, then you don't. When you have distinctions, you sound cryptic. To yourself, and maybe to others. I have more than 300 distinctions, i.e. patterns, that I can see, recognize as distinction, and thus navigate by. Other than responsibility, this is, I think, is the hardest for a Homo sapiens. Why? Because Homo sapiens is the looking in the mind species, and you cannot distinguish things in the mind, you need to look in reality. Some pieces of the distinctions are in the mind. But the pattern is seen in reality. Unless you have the willingness to leave the safe harbor of your mind, you are stuck with no distinctions. And without distinctions, you are a beach ball lost on open sea. Distinction, completion. I have a challenge, the completion challenge, that cannot be successful unless someone has distinctions, i.e. see the patterns. So far everyone in the challenge has opted to move to build skills instead, another challenge. Because they cannot even fathom what it takes to become complete. In the process I recommended to my client, the want it/need it process, unless you can let go of your want to and be unbothered by the desire. Meaning you are complete, the desire will come back and make you feel in scarcity, in lack, lacking. And the let go is a distinction. Cutting all threads pulling you towards that want to, so you can be free. Or in the case of another client who needs to organize her company's paperwork, but is procrastinating. And has been for years. Unless she has the distinction, surrender, give herself over to doing what is her job, even though it won't make her look anything special, she is just doing her job, finally. But, of course, in the mind machine, there are no distinctions. So likely neither client will succeed with getting complete. And actually be on the side of life, not on the side of mind. And just so you know, everything you consider that you know is mind. No matter what it is. Because in reality there is no knowing. There is only observing. There is only seeing. Is there a DNA adjustment that would make you look in reality instead of the mind? Unfortunately, there isn't. Maybe I should drop trying to train the 8 billion Homo sapiens and completely turn my attention to healing, where the result I get will depend 100% on my ability to distinguish, not on the client's. P.S. Raccoon babies. I am sitting here. The sun is just painting the sky a little pink. And I hear the raccoon babies crying. The mother has moved them from where they were born to another part of the wall. She now knows I am onto them. She is barking at the babies, who don't understand why. Eventually they quiet down. The babies don't know anything about the danger of being discovered. They don't know anything about the world. They stopped crying only because the mother was barking at them. But eventually they will learn that there is a world out there that is dangerous unless they are aware of it, unless they learn patterns, unless they are present to what's going on. The ones that don't, they will perish. 8 billion humans don't know, never realize that there is a world out there. And it is their job to use it as a place to navigate in. Early humans did have the ability to see patterns, patterns that were important to life, to safety, to get shelter, nourishment, and to procreate. Today's humans are a devolution or the species. Instead of straightforward perishing, we have misery, feeling bad about ourselves, being unfulfilled. Shame. Regret. Remorse. The human version of perishing. So how do you develop looking in the world and seeing patterns? It's an ability and it's a skill. Any skill worth building will include building this skill. Or the skill you built, or thought you built isn't a skill. Just something that you can do, so-so. When I say you don't have any skills, I mean it. Anything that is not conscious, anything that doesn't have distinctions you discovered or learned is not a skill. Language, driving, sex, conversations, reading. Everything. So the way to go about it is to start consciously building a skill. While you are in daily contact with me, I'll help you distinguishing when you are in close proximity with it. Many will never get there. But you can. Skill building is a step toward distinctions https://survive.me/skill